It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. Computer glitches at home can be frustrating, but what about when they keep an entire airline from taking off? American Airlines had to cancel over 400 flights and deal with massive delays when employees couldn't access its computerized reservation system. Sabre, which is used by multiple airlines, helps with scheduling, booking, printing boarding passes, and tracking checked bags. Ken Colburn is CEO of Data Doctors, which helps companies recover data after a system meltdown.
So airline reservation systems tend to be very, very complex integrated networks that, you know, all it takes is one portion of the network to malfunction or to interject bad information, bad data, and it can really cause disruption across the system.
Representatives from the airline said American would refund cancellations and waive fees for rescheduling. And there's new software that will make pranks easier in the era of caller ID, the app that turns your phone into a burner. Name may sound familiar to those who love to watch HBO's classic show, The Wire. Burners were what criminals were using to keep from being tracked by the police. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of reviews for CNET. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What is a burner?
A burner is a disposable cell phone number. So the old-fashioned kind of burner is the, you know, you take some cash and go to the corner store and buy a cheapo cell phone and then toss it in a trash can when you're done with it.
And now there's an app that actually turns your regular smartphone into a burner phone?
There is an Android app for that. This app is called Burner, and it lets you claim a phone number that's temporary, and then when you're finished with it, just throw it away.
What is the purpose of this other than like prank calling your buddies or doing something illicit?
There are some actual legitimate reasons for having an app
like
this.
Good to know.
Yep, it's true. One would be, you know, Craigslist listings. You want to sell something, but you don't feel like giving the whole world your phone number, your personal phone number. So you could create one for a period of time, say a week, until you've sold what you want to sell, and then you don't need the number anymore. Or, you know, if you are in a bar and you want to hand out your number, but you're not really sure you want to call the person you're giving it to back.
Reading the story, I had trouble believing that you could actually, you know, successfully make yourself anonymous while using your own smartphone. Does it appear to actually work?
It does appear to actually work. CNET has tested it. It does seem to work. The only open question that I have is whether or not the company keeps any record of your account at all, right? You can't pay in cash. Presumably, you create an account with Burner. I don't know what happens with that data.
Do you think something like this could be popular? I mean, do you think, or is it just sort of like a random, interesting little tidbit in the Android app world?
I think it's interesting. It could be useful. A lot of people already duplicate this type of functionality using Google Voice numbers. The difference between this and Google Voice is that these numbers are completely temporary and then erased. Google Voice, you can create many different numbers for different uses. I can see people using this if they have a set of tasks that they need to accomplish with individual phone numbers over time, but I don't see it taking the world by storm.
Lindsay Turrentine, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And add this to the things a webcam can watch: your heart rate. The webcam pulse detector reportedly watches for subtle shifts in the coloration of your forehead. It can tell when oxygenated blood is pumping into it. The new app is based on video magnification developed at MIT. The big question is, can it look at your forehead and tell if you're concentrating on work or just surfing Facebook? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.